Or you can say the land is not part of the farm operation, which means you're talking about the person that has the farm.
I think land is not a part of a farm operation.
Okay. Because the refers to owners and A refers to owner B, A or B. Representative Trahern.
What do you mean by a part of? It's not part of the same tax law. It's not used in the farming process. What is a part of?
I guess part of is farm operation has certain lands attached to it. It's not part of that of the lands that are involved in that farm operation.
One more minute.
Representative Trahern.
So you're suggesting that the land you're speaking of with a part of is not farmed at all?
Is it lease season?
Or is
not part of a farm operation to produce $20,000 or more?
Yeah, meaning that $20,000. But you're suggesting that this is a piece of land that is a separate lot over there that has no relationship at all to this farm, though it may be owned by the same.
Madam Chair,
is that?
I'm open to discussing that. That's the motion. Somebody would like to.
Can I get the motion in so I can ask my question?
Yes, the motion was the land is not part of a farm operation that produced 20,000. Representative Van Leeuwen.
I do not see the difference between Troop's motion before that was defeated and Troop's motion right now that, I mean, for all practical purposes, he's remaking the same motion that was just defeated.
False.
Madam Chair?
Explain the difference.
Then. Yeah, you have on this, too. I would like to remind the committee, included in his motion was the deletion of did not make a significant contribution to. Yes, Representative Troop. Representative Van Leeuwen wanted
different
you
language.
To explain it.
Different language.
With the same meaning.
Not necessarily the precise
same. Well, what's
same
the difference?
No.
Tell me the difference then.
What do you
what's
do with the soil bank mean? Here?
There, the land that's part of a farm operation would not be, would if it for part of a farm operation that produced $20,000 or more would not qualify for margin land. Under the other motion, it might have.
Are you, you're talking about the total farm operation or the piece that might be marginal with the $20,000?
The farm operation itself.
So basically you're saying the same thing that when you took significant, you made the motion to
if
take
significant
out. If you
want to interpret it as saying the same thing, that's your judgment. I don't interpret it.
Well, I don't understand, Tom. I don't understand the difference.
Representative
Hill.
I was just noticing that that's the exact change suggested by the Oregon Farm Bureau to delete the words make a significant contribution to and insert the phrase part of. And the reason they say it should be done is that the language now on line 2 of page 2 would allow county governments to break up EFU zones in eastern and southern Oregon particularly. So that's why the Farm Bureau supports the exact language that Representative Troop
is suggesting. Do I have to go through my same? Mm-hmm. Just because Farm Bureau supports something doesn't necessarily mean that I support something.
Oh, no, I didn't suggest that you
well,
supported it,
Well, I thought that was what you were indicating.
No, I just indicated the Farm Bureau had suggested one reason for that change.
Representative Troop.
You were simply speaking in favor of the motion.
I would say that the motion's a good one.
Dick?
May I suggest the addition of one word that would perhaps distinguish between the situation where a piece of land is part of the farmer's holdings but is not part of his operation? Would it help if you said land is not managed as part of a farm operation? So if a part of it is not managed and it otherwise meets the test for marginal land, it could be marginal land.
Representative Bradbury? No.
Well, no. Madam Chairperson? I want to get Mr. Beener to explain that because I think maybe I like what he's talking about here.
Yeah. Would you like to explain that?
All right. The language would be, instead of land is not part of a farm operation, it would be land is not managed as part of a farm operation.
Now, what will the distinction be there then?
Well, the distinction would be say you take a rancher in southern Oregon who has a 2,000-acre land holding, and he grazes a portion of it, most of it, but a part of it, he has some reason for not using it. Perhaps it's poor soil, and he just doesn't use it. Hence, it is not managed as part of his ranch. If it met the definition of marginal land because it's poor soil, he would not be kicked out. That land that's not managed is not managed, would not be kicked out from marginal land. It would be marginal land.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hill first, and then Representative Troop.
That would mean that the rock pile, the 20-acre rock outcropping on a farmer's land that you really can't do a lot with, maybe runs his cattle. It's in a big pasture that he runs his cattle in. Would that be managed or not managed? What you're suggesting would provide more flexibility in the definition of what could be declared marginal, while being reasonable in including some areas that may not contribute most of the value to the farm's output. But maybe we're not going to get any better. I kind of like that suggestion.
Representative Troop.
I'll accept that as a friendly amendment. I think it does add additional flexibility and does broaden the inclusion into marginal lands, and I think it's a sound suggestion, and I'll accept that as a friendly amendment.
Thank you.
Representative Trahan.
It's 4 o'clock. I move we adjourn.
We have a motion on the floor.
A motion for adjournment is non-debatable. All right. We have to vote on the motion.
Did not make a significant contribution.
Is there any more discussion on the motion on the floor?
Let's make clear that we.
We are not going to get to that. We will hold that motion till Monday. Meeting's adjourned. I did say I would adjourn it for.
And that's Dick then.